Hi there, everybody. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind, a program given to you by WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial, teaching you things about life, about what's available, about how you can get where you want to go. And today we're going to talk about a thing called coaching. This is a very interesting thing about how to solve problems specifically. How to be a problem solver. You know, there are different kinds of consultations that you could have with people, counseling. Sometimes you go search out someone because you want to have somebody be an exercise trainer. Teach me how to exercise. Right? You go to an exercise trainer and they do exactly that. They train you. They don't build your muscles. They teach you how to build your own muscles. Sometimes you'll go for a consultation to somebody about your makeup or about the way you look or about your appearance. That's a different thing. Sometimes you go to a psychotherapist because you just don't like something about your personality and you want to change it. You find there's a part of you that's dysfunctional. And sometimes you need someone who's going to help you get to a desired goal. Goals such as better relationships. Goals such as being more creative. Goals such as improving your well-being. Now, you know, it's very easy to improve your well-being by going to a physician and saying, and the physician says, take these drugs, you'll get better. And then you go to a nutritionist and they say, here, take these drugs and you'll get better. Because it's still drugs. I mean, it's nutrition, but they'll say, take these pills, you'll get better. Don't eat that. Don't do that. Drink that water and exercise. So you eventually wind up using them to help you get better. Or you could look for career coaches, get career counselors who get you there, or financial counselors. I like the ones who help you if you're bankrupt. You know, they tell you how to organize your debt and get all your debt together, so then the only person you owe money to is them. Really good idea. Those are finance coaches. And then there are physical environment coaches, people like architects and designers who could help you fix things around you, and sometimes they do it for you. But that's all one way. They're relationship coaches. Everybody wants to be a relationship coach. You know, your priest wants to be your relationship coach, and your rabbi wants to be your relationship coach, and your best friend wants to be your relationship coach, and your cab driver wants to be your relationship coach. They'll tell you how to live and what to do. But there is a skill called coaching, a true skill, different than psychotherapy. Let's take a look at three ways of being, you know. Let's say that you could live on three different levels. Pain is one interesting way. A lot of people live on a level of pain. They're in pain all the time. Another group of people are living in a comfort zone. They're not in pain, but they have no reason to change, and they want to watch television and lay back and do more of what they do because it's a comfortable place. No reason to leave. I mean, they'd like to leave somewhat, but it's nice. You know, it's okay. There's no pain to motivate you. So you could either be in pain or you could be in comfort. If you're in pain, that's one thing. Pain motivates. You know, we've learned that about people. Pain will make you move. I want to leave my job because my boss abuses me verbally. Pain. Pain on the job. I got to get out of there. Every time I walk in, he calls me names. It's easy to leave a bad place. I have to move because my neighborhood just became violent. You know, there are killings on my block. I got to get my kids out of here. Right? Pain makes you move, makes you get up and go. You know, but not as easy to make changes when there is no pain. Sometimes you have a desire, which brings us to the third strata that we have available to us. One is, you know, we have the comfort zone. The second one is we have the pain zone. And the third one is we have the zone of desire, passion, passione, as they say in my family. Now you have this zone, and this is the one where you feel a desire to make something different. So one would imagine, boy, if you feel the desire, that should be able to make it happen automatically. No. What we've learned is that pain will motivate people, but desire does a very small amount of motivating because it means you have to leave your comfort zone. Desire comes out of the comfort zone. Pain leaves the comfort zone. So this interesting thing about trying to get a better job, trying to get a career change, a physical change, a relationship change, this is the question of coaching. And so I brought on the air today a guest. My guest today is a molecular biologist who specializes in understanding the structure of cells, cellular structure. She has a PhD in biology, Dr. Christine Ulrich, Ulrich, who also spent 10 years negotiating intellectual property laws, managing millions of dollars for large corporations, mega corporations. She left that world to dedicate herself to helping people achieve goals. She's from Germany. Strongly self-directed, Dr. Ulrich studied Ulrich family constellation, or she was interested in it. She read a lot about it. She was, when here in America, she looked up Roberta Atti about this. And then she studied coaching at NYU. She went to NYU, and now Dr. Ulrich is a certified life coach. I want to thank you, Christine, for being with us on WBAI today.
Thank you, Armand, for your beautiful introduction.
I'm glad it was easy. Hey, Christine, what is life coaching? I mean, is it problem solving?
It is kind of problem solving. It is helping people to reach a goal. A goal could be, I want to run the New York Marathon in 2:06. How do I do that? A coach could help the person to reach that goal by, for example, breaking it down in actions. For example, starting right now, I could say I want to run 25 kilometers by the end of February.
Hey, do you run? Do you run the marathon?
No. I used to run when I was young.
I had a sense of you as a runner. So yeah. If a person will come to you and they'll have a particular goal.
Yeah.
Now, but this is a goal that comes out of what I was saying before, out of the strata of desire. Right? It's not out of the strata of pain.
It's out of the strata of desire, and sometimes it's only a vague feeling that they want to change something, that they want to complete something different, that there is more potential to them that they are aware of.
I want to become an actress. I want to become an actor. I want to be do this. I've always had a dream too.
Right.
Right? So what do you do is you go to someone like Christine Ulrich, and she sets you down and does a number of things with you to achieve this goal. Now, we're going to be going into today exactly what kind of things you can do to achieve your goals. Christine's going to tell us some of the secrets.
First of all, I would try to find out how desperately you really want to become an actor. How urgent is the need to become an actor? Or is it just an idea? Because to become an actor, it's hard work. And to reach a goal, it's also work. You have to work towards a goal.
So instead of having pain be the motivator,
you're
looking for hunger to be the motivator.
Hunger and the feeling to have reached something. That's a good feeling if you have accomplished something.
Yeah, well, let's say you've accomplished something in your life, like you've accomplished your degree in biology. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment you had there. What was your specialty in molecular biology?
We were working on transcription factors. These are proteins that read the DNA. They decide which protein is expressed in the cell in the end.
And you were studying the protein?
No, I was studying the exact position on the DNA, where it docks on, how it docks on, how the position looks. It sounds much more exciting. If you do it in the lab, it's not that exciting.
So it's the actual where it positions itself.
Yeah.
Because DNA is not just the composition of the DNA molecules. It's where the molecules are structured.
It's a composition. You have the different molecules, nucleotides. However, you have to see where it starts to read. Transcription, as that is called. Only what is described from the DNA can be translated into a protein.
Interesting. We're going to talk more about that at some time. No, because that really relates to human behavior, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me how.
If we would know that, that would be easy. But what is now, I mean, we had the century of gene technology, and now we have the century, what people say, of neurobiology. People are interested how our brain is working, what molecules make us tick, can we repair them? Will there be a pill for better memory, to become smarter? These are all questions that people are trying to explore.
When you do work in, I remember, I was trying to remember what her name was. There was a famous healer that I used to work with who was a, she was a physicist. And it was interesting that she was a physicist because as a physicist, when she worked with people's bodies, she was always imagining the molecular structures of their bodies. And it was somehow she was very effective as a healer. Because when she put her hands on people, she actually could picture everything that was going on a molecular level. Do you say that in coaching, there's some consciousness from your part about the molecular biology of the person you're actually talking to? Do you actually think about that? Do you think about their minds and the capacity of their minds?
Sure, yeah. I think about the capacity of their minds pretty much. And people have much more potential than they think.
We only use a small portion of our brains, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's what people are saying. I don't know if that is really true, but we maybe don't use it the right way. It's also efficiency. How efficient do we use our brain? Or sometimes things are holding us back. I think everybody knows this little voice. You never make it. Not you. You are a failure, whatever. To overcome that little voice in ourselves. Some people call it the little gremlin in yourself. This is also a way where we work in coaching with, to not listen to that voice. Cheer you up. You can do it.
It's very interesting. What you're saying is that in the speaking about the molecular biology, you know, we talk about looking at the arrangement of all of the elements that are there to make up the person. And you're saying is you look at people who have a task that they want to do, you think in terms of the arrangement, like how much weight is going in one direction, another direction. I guess it must be a pretty scientific understanding of people that you go through, right? I mean, yours is... You want to find out as much as you can about the person.
Sure, and what is clear is that everybody is an individual, that every brain is working differently. There are, of course, some structures we all have in common, but everybody is thinking differently. Everybody is approaching the world differently. Therefore, a coach doesn't tell somebody what to do. A coach tries to find out the way the brain is working, the way somebody is thinking, and this is done by asking probing questions.
And the probing questions are not just about the specific task, but they're about a whole thing, the whole life model.
Yeah, right. You would go through the whole life model? You want me to talk
Yes.
more about the whole life model? I mean, you are not alone in the world. This is one thing. I mean, you can look at from the systemic perspective. You are in a family or you are in a workplace. This is one thing. But you are also surround yourself is made up of a lot of things, like your relationships, your well-being will influence how you feel, your career. I mean, a lot of people are unsatisfied with their jobs. I remember, I think, a statistic that I think over 60% of the people are unsatisfied with their jobs. So this is a big thing for them. Finances, I think this is also a big topic. So I think a lot of people tend to forget now over Christmas about their finances. Physical environment, how do we live? Is my place cluttered? Is it needy? Fun and creativity. I think everybody wants a bit more fun and creativity in his or her life. And personal development. People are looking to develop themselves, to go into a different direction. And so if you walk somebody through that whole model, you all of a sudden have a whole picture of the person.
So pretty much like you studying the DNA, you now have the big DNAs. You're studying the person, right? Here comes just one allele after another. So you're studying this, and you're looking at the entire picture of the person.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's almost trite to say, you know, it's looking at the whole person. But you're really trying to understand, how do these pieces go together? How do they arrange together, just like the DNA? And you want to see, how does that affect this person's ability or inability to achieve their goals?
Yeah, this is one thing. However, it might be, if I walk somebody through the model to the whole life model, that this person is saying, you know, I'm not interested in all the other stuff. I only want to work on my relationships. My relationships are all terrible, and I don't have many friends, or the friends I have I don't trust, whatever. So we can start with relationship, but my experiences after some time talking about relationship, other issues come up.
And when those issues come up, let's say we have a goal. You know, and we have the goal is for you to, I want to get a better job. I want to change my career.
Mm-hmm.
I want to
mm-hmm.
go from being a radio host and psychologist. I want to become an actor.
Yeah. You want to become an actor.
Okay.
Yes.
And now I come to you with this goal.
Yeah.
You have to examine all the elements. You can't just examine how I get to be an actor.
I mean, one thing would be, of course, I would ask you, how does that fit in finances? How does that fit with your relationship? What is your family thinking about that? These are all aspects that might drive you.
So just for example, if I were to look at it, I would see, how does that fit in your finances? You'd ask me, well, how does that fit in your finances? And I'd say, well, it doesn't, because I don't have enough money to be able to do it.
So
but
then,
I want to do it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, then I would ask you if that is really a wise decision, that you think that is a wise decision.
No, it's not wise.
You just want to do it anyway.
No, it's not wise, and I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. But one way would be to work on you with your finances.
Sure.
How you can put a saving aside and become an actor.
So there you go from the goal of being an actor
mm-hmm.
to finding the underbelly and saying, ah, but there's a weakness here in the finances. Let's not give up your goal. Let's work at the finances.
Right.
Very interesting, Christine. My guest, Dr. Christine Ulrich, we're talking about coaching, a skill that she has studied and is certified as a coach. We're talking about this here on WBAI.
Thank you.
the remarkable Lee Morgan. Imagine, just imagine going outside your door on your way to work. Lee Morgan, Pepper Adams, Bobby Timmons, Paul Chambers, Philly Joe Jones. Imagine. Amazing thing. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. If you've just happened to be scooting by your dial and you said, Lee Morgan, oof, how do I recognize that? You know, there are some people I've realized, hey, Stephanie Dombrow, isn't one of your cousins think that Lee Morgan is the best trumpet player around?
It's my nephew. He's 16 years old and he knows him. I'm so surprised that he knows this player.
And this is his favorite, right?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Amazing. But let's get back to Dr. Christine Ulrich here. Christine, so I want to get back to this coaching. Specific goals. A person comes to you, they say, Christine, I want to change my job. You know what I mean? And then you talk. Tell me, give me a little bit about your experience with it. What do you see as the basic understanding you have to have? I mean, are you just an advisor?
No, I'm everything but an advisor. I wouldn't tell people what to do. I would ask them questions to look at their options, to see a perspective, because a lot of times we tend to see only problems. I try to open to them a new world by showing them perspectives, by asking them what options they have. And a lot of times people see that they have those options, and they are not, they're a bit afraid to walk there, to walk through that door. So
how do you encourage them?
I cheer them up, right? Like in sports, you know, sometimes I see myself standing there and cheering them up.
You show the support. Do you feel the support?
I feel the support.
You know, I mean...
Because I think, you know, Armand, if you do it false, people will sense it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to be real. You have to be with them. You have to believe in them. You have to support them.
Otherwise, you're going to get some kind of... They're going to know you're a phony and they won't make any moves.
No.
You know what the beauty of it is, Christine, is that when people come to you, it is such an act of trust. Such an act of trust. I can't tell you the number of times I have consulted with people and the people come to me and it's a tremendous act of trust. And then I make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I have sometimes made mistakes. I have sometimes said to somebody, you know, after looking at you, I think what you should do is this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them that, and that's not what they expected from me. They expected magic from me, and they were disappointed in meeting with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel so bad when I disappoint people. Even if they were expecting a lot from me, it's still in my mind, I should have clarified that with them. I like to give money back. I like to say, if you paid me for a service, keep your money. You know, it's really all right. Because I really believe it's kind of, it's an honor to be have people come to you to say to you, please give me a hand with this.
And
I mean, look at you. You could be a macrobiologist. You could be doing all your intellectual property rights. You could be doing anything, and you want to do this with people.
Yes.
Why?
I love people, and I see their potential. And this was always something, even at work, I tried to help people to develop their potential. And trust is the thing. Trust is on both sides. They must trust me, and I must trust in them, and I must believe in them. And that you build a relationship of trust, and that you don't judge them. That's very important. And that somebody is really listening to you.
Well, you say you don't trust them, but somebody comes to you, and let's say that she's got a financial problem, and she's maxed out on her credit cards compulsively, mm-hmm. and she's extended herself over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was watching something the other day where they said credit card companies only want people with bad credit.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want people with good credit. They want people with bad credit. They don't want somebody who pays off the bill. They actually call people who pay off their bills deadbeats.
Mm-hmm.
That's the word for them. You know, you pay off the bill. They want somebody who is going to go out there and then charge them 20-30% interest rates, and they're going to just struggle by and do it because that's what the credit card companies hope for. That's how they make their money. They have the highest percentage of profit of almost any corporation in the world. They're bigger than every corporation. So you meet somebody who's maxed out on their credit cards, and they keep getting deeper and deeper into the VIG, the vigorish meaning the amount of interest they have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Credit cards, which are loan sharks. I mean, that's what they do for a living. They're mm-hmm. loan sharks. Credit card companies that have people who can't afford it on extended money, they come to you and they say, Christine, I don't understand it. I'm in this financial problem over and over again. I've been this way for 10 years. How are you going to help me?
First of all, we look again at the options, at solutions. Don't stay at the problem. The problem, you get lost in the problem. I as a coach have to keep that helicopter view. What are the options, where we can walk, what we can do together in the coaching relationship. The relationship is the important thing. So I would ask the client, what kind of options you have at the moment?
Okay, let me play it with you. I have no options. I owe money to them, and they're coming after me. They're calling me at my job. They're garnering my salary, you know, and I just keep getting in this trouble. I'll be able to send them a dollar a month, but yeah. That's going to keep getting me further and further in debt. But I've got to go shopping for Christmas.
That's the point. Then I would ask you why you go shopping in that situation. What needs or what stands behind you for knowing? It's irrational, obviously. You have all this credit built there, and you still go shopping.
Well, you see, now you say you have no judgment, but here's a judgment. It's irrational. That's a judgment. But
no,
Germans feel that way about everybody, don't they?
No, it's. I don't think that's a judgment. It's like saying how we are working.
I'll tell you something. Yeah. I'll tell you something, Christine. I think, even though I make jokes about it being a Germanic thing, I think we need more logic. I think we need that sensibility. You know, even though what you're saying, it's illogical, we somehow can skate through life being illogical relationships that make no sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we just don't have a parent around who will stop and say to us, wait a minute, kitty, this doesn't make sense. You're going to go shopping at Bloomingdale's and you've already got them eating your salary, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Let's stop for a minute. Stop what you're doing.
Take a break.
Let's take a break.
Take a look. Take a look where you are standing, why you are doing that. But I want to clarify something. You started with the parent. I mean, a coach is not a nagging parent. However, it's somebody who's checking in with you. I would ask you then, how much have you spent? What have you done? You would commit to actions.
And what kind of actions would a person commit to?
One thing could be, are you willing to take on the action to give up all your credit cards?
Boy, that's a tough thing. You know, people who are compulsive spenders, their individuality, they feel, see, theirs were going into their entire life. This is all I got left. You know, sometimes people think, and
sure.
this is off the subject, sometimes people consider that suicide is the only right that they have left, that they could end their lives. People, I think, do that with credit and with debt as well. They say, I could spend on credit cards, and, you know, I can still do it. I can do it more, and I could do it more. And the credit card companies aren't going to stop you.
No.
You know, let's increase their credit line. Ooh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out there. Get mm-hmm. them out as far as we can.
Sure.
So somehow it's like an addiction. It's kind of like defying death. You're like, I got this power. And it's the only power a person has left.
Yeah, but also you have the power to say no. I know that it's difficult a lot of times, but you have the power to say no. I don't want to spend more. I don't want to spend more than I can, and I want to drive my own life again.
Who are you saying no to?
To yourself. No, I don't want to go spending another, I don't know, $200. I don't need that other T-shirt, that jacket, those pair of shoes. And we might look together if there are other things that you would need that you can fill yourself up instead of going shopping. There might be a different need behind them.
Like what?
Like you have an unhappy relationship. You're completely unhappy in your relationship and you try to get something, to fill something in yourself by going shopping.
Well, so now you have a person comes to you because they're extended financially, and then you find out they've got these really unhappy relationships. Mm-hmm. Now you're going off the subject to help them deal with relationships because you see them in trouble financially?
The person I'm working with is actually driving the process. We would discover that with the relationship issue, but the person might say, you know, I don't want to go there. It's scary. I don't want to go there.
They don't want to look at their relationships,
yes.
But they very well may look at their relationships, right?
Right, it depends on the person. A lot of people would be like, all of a sudden, it's like if you click on the light, they understand what's going on. They see what pattern they are following, and we are following patterns in our life.
Sometimes you need somebody there to help you see it, and I think that's part of the beauty. My guest, Dr. Christine Ulrich, life coach, U-L-L-R-I-C-H, teaching us a little, and a certified life coach is kind of amazing, Dr. Ulrich. We are going to thank you very much for being with us. How does it feel, Christine, being here on BAI?
It's a great experience. I'm pretty grateful for that, to be here with you.
Yeah, you've been listening a long time.
Yeah, I'm listening, and I'm really, I think it's a really great radio station. And, you know, the Germans were against the war anyway. So as you talked about the war, this was resonating with me.
Which Germans were against which war?
Most of the Germans were against both Iraq wars.
Both Iraq wars.
Yes.
Yeah. Armand DeMille, will listen, it's a kind of an amazing thing here. Thank you, Christine, for being with us. And we'll do more on this. Hey, listen, if you got a couple...